Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. What a blessing it is. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. God is good, and we thank him for his kindness. We thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his grace. Hallelujah. Excuse me. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. So we say it's tea time. It's tea time with Yeshua and me. That is Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Father is good, and we thank him for his kindness. I am so glad, and so delighted that you tuned in this morning. It is a blessing, and I thank God for you. And I pray you are having a wonderful day. I pray that if things seem to start to go bungling, that you just stop, lift your hands to heaven, and bless the Lord. Hey, glory, hallelujah. That's what we do. We just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God is truly good, and we are totally, truly grateful for his kindness and his love towards us. I just can't say that enough. I really can't, because he is so good to us, and his mercy is everlasting. What does that mean? It's just going in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I want to stop for 1 second and take care of a little minor situation. I have some new things that I'm working on, and I'm not that techy. I'm just not techy. So I thank you for having a little patience with me. I thought I had it all lined up, but for some reason, I'm not checking. Got that cleared up. Thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. Great and awesome is our God. Well, today we'll do as we always do. We'll begin to read our scriptures. And let me just stop and say this, because there may be some new people, and I just want to share this with you. You see that we have on there tea time with Yeshua and me. Well, Yeshua is Jesus' Hebrew name. Yes, that was the name that the angel gave his mother and his father to name him. That was the name that they were to name him. So one day I was sitting, and I had known for a while, but I was sitting at the table, and I would say, well, Jesus said, in my name, you can ask the Father. In my name, you can do this. And I'm saying, well, what name did he say, or what name did his disciples know him as? Certainly wasn't Jesus. And so I researched it, and I found out, and I'm convinced. But I don't like confusion and don't want it. So you'll hear me say Yeshua, and I'll say Jesus. I'm here to let you know that in times of trials and tribulations, I knew no other name to call. I didn't know his name was Yeshua, and I called Jesus and blessed the Lord. He knew who I was calling on, and he came to see about me. He responded, all right? Hallelujah. I just want to say that God responds. The Lord Jesus did, and when I prayed in the Lord Jesus' name, God responded. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord, but as we learn and as the scripture becomes should I say, as we learn, as knowledge is revealed to us, then we walk therein. Amen. Hallelujah. And I wanted to say, too, that you may hear me using some other names, but truly, with all my heart, I don't want to confuse anyone, but I will be. I had something happen 2 nights ago, and I realized that God expects us, when we know the truth, to walk therein. When we are teaching and leading his people, we have to tell them the truth. Said for us to study. We all must study. We all must study the word of God very seriously. Yes, we must do that. And when we find the truth, when the truth is revealed to us, then we must have the holy boldness to walk therein. We were saying, and I'm just going off, but just bear with me. We were saying, and we were so very comfortable with saying the year 2020 and clear vision. But that was the last, that wasn't for this year, for this time. The mouth. Yeah. We're to open our mouth wide and declare what God has shown us in the previous year. Hallelujah. But if you have nothing to say, zip it. Well, what is she saying? Just what I said. There will be people who have gifts of speaking, and they won't. They have knowledge, and they won't tell it. And there will be people who will not have it and will open their mouths wide. Oh, my God. And there are people who God has placed wisdom, knowledge, word in their mouth and won't open their mouth. That is a problem. We are to what our eyes have seen from the last year and the last year from the Lord, we are to declare and walk in it. Amen. And I don't knock what people do or how they do it. I would say to you and to myself, we study, and we walk therein. We open our mouth wide and declare what thus says the Lord, as he has given it to us. Not out of our own self, not our own spirit. I mean, out of our self and our self-intellect, but under the divine guidance of the Holy Ghost. Just say, I can't tell you you're going to have houses. I can't tell you that all your troubles are over. I can't tell you that. I don't know that. That's not my lane. But I do triage. Hallelujah. I do triage as the Lord gives direction in love. We need a time. We need, if we're drowning, we don't need anyone to pat us on our head and tell us how cute we are. Hallelujah. We need to be reminded of how much God loves us and what he expects and requires from us. Study. Study. Ask God to remove the teachings that were not correct. And ask the Holy Ghost to give us guidance and direction. Hallelujah. So when we open our mouth and he fill it with words. Hallelujah. As we have studied, we have shown ourselves worth. Their lives that are dying. So many have died since we have been on who did not know God. I can't promise that your life will be an easy street. The scripture says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Trust God. I don't know where your season is. We're not all in the same season. They're personal seasons that we're in. But God, Yeshua, Jesus has promised, and he will be with us. He promised that he will not leave us, nor will he forsake us. He has promised that. But he wants us to walk in this earth as sons and daughters of the Most High God. And we know how to walk because we've studied his word. Hallelujah. Bless his name. We know his word. We know what he wants from us. Hallelujah. There's a dying word. They need to see God. Not see me, not see you. They need to see God. Hey, in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They need to see him. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, all that is within me. Hallelujah. And I want to say this. Yes. And I don't want to get too far into it. My son passed, and it has been a hard place for me. And yes, I come on and I said, bless the Lord. Rejoice. But sometimes I hadn't been rejoicing. But it came to me to remind that I was reminded and to remind others and remind you that we are going to have tears. But we can lift our hands to heaven and bless and bless the Almighty God with tears coming down. We can raise our hands to heaven and bless his name. For God, you know. Hallelujah. And we bless your name. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Though we may not understand it, and though we may be in pain and hurting, we know that you know and that you are in control. So we choose to bless your name. Yes, we do. We bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he is our Father, cares for us. Hallelujah. So I was reminded, no, we may not be jolly all the time, and things concern us. But never forget, if you can't do anything else, lift your hand to heaven and bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For we are the sons and daughters of the Most High God, and he sends us help from the sanctuary. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. Well, you want us to be strong in him. So we get our strength from him. We can lean on him. Where we're weak, he's strong. Hallelujah. But we bless our Father. Hallelujah. This is truly the day that he's made. We're rejoicing. And we are glad in it. Yes, we are. We are glad in this wonderful day. Yes. Well, I was going to read, hallelujah, but I thank the Lord for that. Remember, let's do Psalm 81 right quick. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. I tell you, God is just awesome. Yes, he is. Psalms 81. That is 81. Psalms 81 and 10. Listen, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But we read what the other part, but hear what he says. He delivered them out of their trouble and out of their despair. A land where they were abused and misused. He delivered them. He said, now you open your mouth and I will fill it. I am the Lord. Hallelujah. And when we worship God and honor him, give us. And I would go into this 80th Psalm. But for now, just think about that. And the Lord has laid that on my heart. And I've been praying that for some time, asking God to fill my mouth with his word. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Fill my mouth with his word. Hallelujah. Oh, think about it. Think about it. Don't just let anything come out of your mouth. Please don't. Don't just let doubt come out of your mouth. Please don't. Hallelujah. If you can't say anything, just groan. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is good. And we'll go to our scriptures. Time is well spent. We have to read our first scripture. Hallelujah. Genesis, the first chapter. In the beginning, it should say Elohim, God, created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And the Lord God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. No other. And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. Hear that. 26, first chapter 26. And God said, let us make man in our image. Hear this. In our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And God blessed them. 28. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. That's confidence. Hallelujah. Now, you know, we haven't read it in a while, but Second Chronicles 7. And I heard something this morning that I was a little taken back. They said about somewhere, I don't know where it was, there was a pestilence or locusts all over someplace. And they were talking about how high they were piled up. And I'm saying, my God, what is going on? But what does Second Chronicles 7:13 says. He said, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I among my people. It didn't stop there. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I forgive their sins and will heal their land. Amen. He said something there. It was a very long time ago, but he said something there for all of us to this day. We can really and truly take part in and do. Amen. There is something we can do. And then we know that when we do it, we have results. The manifestation. Can you believe that? Can you just believe what God has told us we can do to make a difference? And this was said by the Almighty God. I had a Bible. I gave it to a young lady I met. She was going through some really hard times. But this particular Bible, in the Old Testament, everything God said, like some of the ones that we have, everything Jesus said is in red. Everything God said is in red. I really, really enjoyed that, because there were times that I just needed God. What did he say? What just needed my father? That was my thing. I knew that she did too. So I gave it to her. But when I find that book again, well, if I'm led to give it, I'll give it away. But I said that to say, sometimes I personally just wanted to hear or read what God said. I just need to do that sometimes. Hallelujah. And I can do it with the black print, but I just like the red print. Okay. Hallelujah. Psalms 1. And this is so crucial, and we should pray this psalm for the presidents and the governors and all those who are in control, because we need God. We need the counseling from the Godhead. They need to be counseled from the Godhead. Counseling. They need counseling from the Godhead. Hallelujah. They don't know what's going on, and it's just from one thing to another, and they're in office whether we wanted them there or not. They're there. So we must pray for them that we may live peace in the land. And Psalms 1, they need this because they're getting counsel, and the people may not have good intentions. There are people who want to see people fall and make mistakes so that they can look at all kinds of crazy things. But we need to pray for those who are in authority. Amen. And Psalms 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standeth in the way of sin, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. and he shall be like a tree. Listen to this real close, because this alludes to what I said earlier. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does do shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. Hear that. Hear that. Just hold on. Pray that God, with you, with me, with those in authority, when we have decisions to make, we pray. And we're directed by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. God loves us. And he wants us to walk in holiness and righteousness. He said. And the counsel and in his word written counsel. Written instruction. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the saints who are righteous, who will go and seek God before they open their mouth, before they give a word. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I'm just in a, I don't know. I'm just, I think, and I, where I am, we are scrambling, that's what it is, trying to find the ultimate answer to what is going on. Not all of us, but so many. And we are thinking it's this, we're calling it that. And if we look at, I'm not an authority, at this virus, it's taking on and it's affecting people. So many classes of people, young people, older people, differently. And then it's just moving on its own. And it seemed to be just changing and we're finding new things. But, and I said this to us one day when we were in session, that we are the prayer warriors, the watchmen of the wall, are the first responders. The prophets indeed, are the first, oh my God, are the first responders. Because as God show and reveal, we are to declare as he gives direction. And we are to pray and intercede. Oh my God. It's so serious. We are to pray and intercede. Fast and pray and intercede for the things that God has shown us and is showing us. We are to mature and become stronger and stronger in him. But yes, the intercessor, the prayer warrior, yes, the prophet, the watchman on the wall, watchman, what do you see? Declare it. Wide your mind and declare it. We got to get all the draws off of us. World and step into the the life that God has called for his children to live. We're in this world, but we are not of this world. That's a big difference. That's why Psalms 1 is so important. That is, get God to open your mind of understanding on this. We are children of God. And God is looking for us, as I said before, to be strong and in him. Oh God, help us. Thank you for leading and guiding us and directing us. Thank you for leading our everyone. Thank you, Father, for this day. For truly, this is the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing with confidence that you're in control. Thank you for remembering our family, our loved ones, our siblings, our children, our grandchildren. Thank you for meeting every need, Almighty God, individually and collectively. Thank you that our children and grandchildren are walking in your circle of your life. Thank you that they are blessed, because they belong to you. They've given their lives to you. And any curse will dissolve. Because they are the blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we give our life to you, Lord, by your God. We ask that you have your way. Hallelujah. In us, through us, and with us. Almighty God, thank you that you are our keeper, our deliverer, our shepherd, the Lord God, our shepherd, and we shall not want. Thank you for how you protect us, how you provide. Hallelujah. How you meet our needs. How you comfort us. Oh, bless your name. We surrender our lives to you. And we thank you for your joy and your peace. For you are the only true and living God. And we put our trust, our faith, our hope in you. This fifth victim shall not be. Oh God, yes, we do. Hallelujah. Truly, God. And Father, we ask the atmosphere, the hypocrisy, and the status. Hallelujah. Father, we want to be in harmony. And harmony and peace with our fellow men. We want to flow with you, Almighty God, in righteousness and holiness. We want to be pleasing in your sight. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for guarding our nation, Almighty God. And we in the United States ask you to be our God. Walk tall in this nation. Oh, God, us, Almighty God. From the four corners. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blow, Spirit of the living God. Rabbah, oh, the top and the bottom and the four corners. Oh, God, thank you. Touch our rulers, Almighty God. Touch our leaders, Almighty God. Oh, God, touch as only you can touch. Speak to them as only you can speak, Almighty God. We thank you for doing it. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing those that are sick. Thank you for saving those that are crying out to be saved. and crying out to be their God. Hey, Shabbat, hear their cry, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Those that need comfort, we thank you for comforting them. Oh, in Yeshua, Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you for food on the table. We thank you for a roof over our head. Almighty God. We thank you for those volunteering, giving of their time and their finances. Almighty God. We thank you for opportunities to bless others. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. Oh, God, we glorify to our hearts, Almighty God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, let us not be the same, Almighty God. Let our relationship be close with you, Almighty God. Strong, Almighty God. Oh, God, thank you for the spirit of discernment, that we can discern right from wrong and good from evil. Hallelujah. That we have the knowledge and we know what to do because you're leading us and guiding us by the power of your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We know that we can seek you and you won't allow us to be confused by the sin. Hallelujah. Oh, we lean not to our own understanding, but in the ways we acknowledging you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and our weakness, hallelujah, you're strong. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for the path that you have us on. Thank you, Almighty God. We have no one but you. Hallelujah, in heaven nor on earth. We're putting our faith in you, our trust. And your word says, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, oh, God, so does the Lord God surround those that put their trust in him. Oh, God, we thank you for surrounding us. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Our eyes look up to you, Almighty God. Hey, glory. Oh, from whence our help comes. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Oh, you're so kind. You're merciful. And your mercy is from generation to generation. Remember, say God. Great God, our Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Hallelujah. Bless your name. And we again ask that you remember all those that are in authority, Almighty God. Let them know that they're just men. You know when they're in, you see them, but in their place of confusion and doubt, Almighty God, you know their heart. You know their thoughts. Oh, God, have mercy on us all. Touch them, Almighty God, that they make the right decision. Hallelujah. Speak to their heart, Almighty God, that they're bold enough and obedient enough to do the right thing. Almighty God, open their eyes that they may see, their ears that they may hear. Almighty God, but that says the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. All those, God, step in their minds. Let them not operate on their selfishness, prejudice, if they're there. Almighty God, if you speak to them and through them, hallelujah. Almighty God, in spite of their humanness, may we find favor, and may your people find favor with men, and favor with you, and mercy, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Favor and mercy, Almighty God, from you. We glorify you, we magnify you, reach through. Hallelujah. You are the sovereign God, the absolute power. You created power. I gave power, power. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, you are the sovereign God. There's no words that can really explain who you are. Hallelujah. Oh, we just think that you're awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your majesty is on high. Hallelujah. You have been on all righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name. And we thank you, God. And we receive the healing and the deliverance in Jesus' name. For your word says, I am the God that you see. So we thank you for the manifestation of the Spirit in every form. Hallelujah. We thank you for holding. Hallelujah. Wilt thou be made whole? Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We receive our wholeness, our shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. Everything is in order. Hallelujah. Yes, we do, Almighty God. We receive. Hallelujah. We forgive those that were despitefully misused us. Hallelujah. Yes. We bless them in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. In love, for you love us. Hallelujah. So we can release and let go and love them. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. God is good. Oh, we thank you, Father. You are good. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. And we thank you for your kindness. We thank you for being our Father, our Shepherd. Our closing scripture, Numbers 6:25. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Peace. Hallelujah. That passes all understanding. Hallelujah. In every situation and circumstance in our life, our benediction. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in the confidence that God got you. He loves you. And there is no greater love than the love of God for his children. And love. Amen. Thank you for joining.